This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy. It is with Michael and Dean. Are you ready, Dean?
Oh, I'm ready.
You're born ready.
We've got some Mad Wednesday royalty, haven't we?
We really do. You might have noticed, I would imagine, on social media that there was a great big sign that was up last week outside St. Michael's Uniting Church.
Yes.
Well, the man that, I don't know if he's responsible for it, but he was standing very, very proudly next to it, which is why we wanted him in. Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Rick Holland. Welcome.
Good day to you. Really good to be with you this afternoon. It's a privilege. Thank you.
Well, that went around all on social media. And I think one of the main reasons, obviously, is we as a community are fighting for marriage equality, as you would well know. And we might be used to someone like Kylie Minogue or Ian Thorpe or whoever it is saying, yeah, bring it on, bring it now. But we're not necessarily ready for the church to do it. What made you or whoever was responsible get out there and change that sign?
Well, the first thing is that I'm seriously pissed off with the organisation that calls itself the Australian Christian Lobby.
Right.
And Lyle Shelton, who purports, as I've heard many times, to represent the Christian community. Well, he does not represent me. And I felt that some stand had to be made. And in fact, one of the consequences of me making the stand is that a whole lot of other churches have followed the lead on that. Mm. And the more that happens, the less likely he is able to claim the authority and the support of the church. Only today I noticed on the website, Bendigo, all the churches in Bendigo, I'm talking here the Catholic cathedrals, the Anglican, the Uniting Churches, they've all come out with a stance, a yes stance. That absolutely delights me. I'll tell you something really interesting, because when I put that up on Wednesday, okay, for me it was just a sign. I thought, okay, we got to make a bit of a stand, okay?
You knew what you were doing.
I knew what I was doing, yeah. But I didn't. What I didn't expect was a few things.
Right.
I didn't expect when I put that up on Wednesday, I was sticking the sign up, okay, that on Collins Street, that as I was putting it up, people stopped and formed a crowd and started cheering.
Wow.
Wow.
It was, and they took out their phones and they started taking pictures. And then I started, I couldn't help myself, I had a crowd, so I started preaching, you see.
Good on you.
And I said, I want this church to become the first church in Melbourne that conducts a same-sex marriage. And a bloke shouted out, yes, and I want it to be me. And I said, you're on.
Great.
You see. And so that was phenomenal. Just the people, then in a matter of 30, 40 seconds, passing that sign on Collins Street. And to me, that says something really significant. It says that the vast majority of the community think the church is going to take a no stance. And when they have the opportunity to see a church standing up with yes, they wanted to support that. Now, the other really big thing, of course, is this massive social media response.
Yeah.
As of today, 2 million hits.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's just Dolly Diamond, a lot of that.
Yeah. It is amazing, though, isn't it?
That's
incredible.
Yeah.
And I think what we're used to is, let's use Lyle or anyone really, is quoting verse at us that is against us.
Yeah.
And so when you get, and what I believe Christianity to be, or religion in general, I would imagine what I would love it to be is accepting. Isn't that, if you look at it that way, isn't that what Jesus did? Didn't he accept everybody?
It's obvious. People say to me, why are you doing this? Well, actually, it's central to our message.
Yeah.
It's in the DNA of my church, St. Michael's on Collins Street. We are about I mean, it's crazy. It doesn't really take a lot of thought to think that the Christian church is about love. It's about acceptance. It's about equality. And of course, we need to reach out into the hearts and lives of people who are being affected by inequality.
That's right.
And that's how I see it. And in my sermon on Sunday, when I was preaching, I said, I don't support marriage equality. And they all sat there thinking, what's this about?
Here we go.
I said, I don't support marriage equality. I support equality.
Yes.
That's the point I'm making.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you've heard this as well. And I also said, people say to you, oh, some of my best friends are gay, you know? And I say, no, I haven't got any friends who are gay at all. I've just got friends.
That's right.
That's the point.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the point I'm making.
And ideally, one day we'll get to that. You know, what you're saying is it will just one day be marriage.
Of course.
Or you'll be rather than everything else. At the moment, it isn't. What are the numbers like then since the sign went up? What were the numbers like on Sunday?
Oh, we got an increased congregation on Sunday. We got an increased number of people who came, not massively, but they came to support what I was saying. Mm. We do have a really good proportion of our congregation from the gay community. And they come to our church because they know we are a church of equality.
Yes.
It seems to be straightforward. I can't understand. I can't understand it. It really annoys me that anybody would think any different. It's obvious.
It's so true.
And I guess then, what do you see as the way forward? Are you just going? You're obviously just going to keep doing what you do.
I am indeed, I'm starting to do more stuff on social media. We're going to be in the course of the next few weeks adding to the sign with rainbow flags and stuff outside the church as we get nearer to this ridiculous date.
Yes,
I should say, too, that the vast majority of my congregation, by a mile, are fully supportive of this. It's not just me making a stand.
Yeah.
Because I've got a congregation and I've got a church that is very progressive and liberal in its thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't tie themselves to this crazy verses from the Old Testament. What a ridiculous notion that is.
Yes.
If they did have to do that, then they'd have to tie themselves to all sorts of other things, like the acceptance of slavery and the fact that if you work on Sunday, you should be stoned.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I often get stoned. No. What is it then? It's, to me, everything you've said, I completely agree with.
Absolutely.
I think what we need to do, Dean, is we need to go there on Sunday and support St. Michael's.
I think so.
You?
Absolutely.
We'll get the numbers up. And I think you've got a lot more on the way there, haven't you? You're planning a lot more as well.
Oh, yeah. We've got lots of stuff lined up. And I'm hoping, in terms of our future program, that there's going to be a whole range of different events, Low Res, for example.
Well, we love Low Res.
They're great.
They're using St. Michael's as their 10-year celebration next year.
Oh, great.
Next year. So we're doing a whole lot of stuff like that. This is an interesting one that your listeners might be interested in, that I'm working with a Muslim imam who works in the field of supporting young Muslim men and women. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine how hard that would be.
Yes.
Very.
And he's a great guy, and he's got the same position as me. He describes himself as the only openly gay imam in Australia.
Wow.
Can you imagine? He's a great guy. And that's part of our program now as well. There's a whole range of different things coming up. And I want to have included in that same-sex marriage. You know, this stuff that you hear all the time about, oh, the church should have, the freedom to opt out of this. Well, I agree with the church having the freedom, because I want the freedom to be able to marry people. And in fact, we've got that now. The Catholic Church says, I'm not marrying you because you're divorced.
Right.
Or for whole loads of other ridiculous reasons. But I would say that I'm looking forward to the time when we will be the central church in this city that same-sex couples come to. It's a great location. It's
a fantastic building that
they come to celebrate their wedding, their marriage. And the whole reason, apart from all the equality stuff, is obvious. The whole reason that I'm making a stand on this is, what can be wrong, you know, and two people committing themselves to each other and saying, we want to celebrate this publicly, we want to make it legal, and we want to be part of the whole community rather than separate from it.
Yes. I mean, you know, exactly. Well,
it's just common sense.
Is the diary open then? Are they booking in already? Are we allowed to book it? I mean, I'm not in love with nobody.
But, I've got time to find someone, basically.
Good luck.
You can book in and then find somebody in the meantime.
All right, well, I'm sorted then.
We are incredibly grateful that you made your way in today.
I did have a couple. I did have a young bloke, a straight guy, who came to me a few years ago and he wanted to book his wedding.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's 2 or 3 years in advance. I said, but okay, we can put it in the diary if you like. And I said, what's your name? And he gave it to me. And I said, and what's the bride to be? And he said, well, I haven't got one yet, but I will have by then.
There you go.
And I thought there's some poor chick walking around not knowing that she's about to be pounced on.
The sanctity of marriage. There you go. It was probably Channel 9 getting in. We're very grateful that you made your way in today.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome back whenever you like.
I'm absolutely delighted. This is a fantastic radio station and I support you wholeheartedly.
Good on you. Good on you. The Reverend Rick Holland, amazing. You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.